From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. The prospect of an Arctic cold front tomorrow night remains the centerpiece of the forecast. In the meantime, there will be a couple of nice November days with another cold and tranquil night sandwiched in between. Beautiful November weather has unfolded across much of the region today, making exception for the St. Lawrence Valley and northern areas of the Adirondacks, where cloud cover has been streaming in off of Lake Ontario. For the rest of the listening area, mostly sunny skies will prevail, along with highs mainly in the low to mid-40s and light west to southwest winds. The scene outside my house this morning showed just how magical the change of seasons can be. We awoke to find everything covered in thick frost, the grass of course, but even the trees, and the frost was especially thick over the sunlit spider webs on our front porch. As I pulled out of the driveway, I took a swig from the bottle of water I keep in my car and found that I was drinking a slushy. Last night was particularly cold in northern and western areas. Saranac Lake was the big winner with a low of 11, but several other stations dropped into the teens, including Morrisville with a low of 17, Montpelier with a low of 18, and Berlin, New Hampshire at 19. Glens Falls barely missed making the list with a low of 20. Due to the relatively warm waters of Lake Champlain, Burlington came in with a relatively warm low of 24. Tonight will be similarly cold north and west, but even colder in the southeast, where clouds last night helped temperatures to stay up a bit. After a seasonable day tomorrow, the blast of Arctic air will be coming tomorrow night and on Friday, with daytime temperatures generally in the 20s on Friday. So now is a good time to shore up your winter clothing and make sure you have a winter survival kit in your car. A narrow strip of high pressure sits overhead today, bridging in between two larger areas of high pressure, one centered over the Central Plains and the other over the waters offshore of the Canadian Maritimes. High pressure will maintain control of our weather into tomorrow. Things should remain dry through the daylight hours, but increasing clouds will signal the approach of an anomalously strong cold front. The front itself will be moving into Lake Ontario tomorrow evening, with rain showers out ahead of it quickly changing over to snow showers. A few brief snow squalls are even possible in the northern mountains tomorrow night, with the possibility of icy spots on the road across the region by Friday morning. Icy northwest winds will then keep wind chills in the teens throughout northern valley locations during the day on Friday. In the forecast summary for the VPR listening area, for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies except mostly cloudy in the St. Lawrence Valley and in the northern Adirondacks. Highs in the upper 30s in the Adirondacks, upper 30s to lower 40s across the northeast, otherwise in the low to mid-40s, winds light from the west to southwest. For tonight, mainly clear skies except partly cloudy in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, lows in the teens to mid-20s except mid to upper 20s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence Valleys, light and variable winds. For Thursday, mostly cloudy north and west from the Champlain Valley, clouds increasing in the morning elsewhere north and then during the afternoon in the south. Highs in the mid to upper 40s around 50 in the Champlain and Hudson Valleys, light south winds east of the Green Mountains, south around 10 miles an hour and gusting to 20 from the Green Mountains westward. On Thursday night, mostly cloudy, scattered to numerous rain or snow showers north, changing to snow showers with some light accumulation mainly over high terrain. Scattered rain changing to snow showers south, lows in the mid-teens to lower 20s north and in the 20s south. Friday, blustery and very cold, variable clouds north with scattered snow showers mainly in the morning over high terrain with some additional light accumulation possible. Chance of a mountain flurry south, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the 20s north, upper 20s to lower 30 south, west to northwest winds gusting to 40. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.